And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra. Hello and welcome to A Course in Miracles, Concepts to Christ. My name is Ezra. The point of this podcast is to bring us from concepts in A Course in Miracles to the experience of the Christ, to the awakening of the Christ within us. And so if this is helpful for someone that has recently come to A Course in Miracles, that is amazing and wonderful. I feel like it may be the most helpful for those who have read the course, done the workbook a number of times. They know the concepts. These aren't new things. I'm not trying to convince anyone of the truth of the teaching in A Course in Miracles. I'm not trying to explain the teaching in A Course in Miracles. I'm trying to go beyond the teaching now to the experience of the Christ. We've been convinced, we've been amazed at the wonderful phrases and way with words that Jesus has, and we've gone past being impressed by it, and we've gone to the realization that all we want is the peace of God. We do not want anything in the world. We do not want what the ego wants. We want very distinctly to see through the ego's voice and the ego's suggestions. And we want to arrive at the experience of the Christ. We want to remember throughout the day. We want to align our minds with the Holy Spirit. We want to choose the Holy Spirit and forgive every single time. We do not want to hold on to a grievance of any kind. We do not want to maintain separation from our brothers. We want oneness. We want to live in love. We want to see the light of God. We want to share the light of God. Every day, the only thing we want to do is to share miracles and shine God's light to all our brothers, that they may see there's a better way, that they may see there is no truth in suffering, that they may see that we can be joyful and happy, even in this world, in any condition, that there's nothing to fix in the world, but that we are safe, we are complete, we are justified to be in joy and happiness and peace, no matter what. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get to this episode. This one is about the Holy Spirit. So we are talking again and again about forgiveness, about miracles, and about the Holy Spirit now more specifically, because the way to get back to the Christ, to awaken to the truth of who we are, is to follow the Holy Spirit's awareness within our minds. So I'm going to say that it is important and essential that we understand the concepts, that we understand that separation never happened. We understand that God is the only reality and all else is illusion, that we understand that heaven is our home, this world is not our home, and that we understand the concepts of giving what we would receive, of teaching what we would learn, all the concepts, that we understand all the concepts. However, when we understand all those, the thing to do is to choose the Holy Spirit's awareness right here, right now. For me, it's at the back of the mind. It's this wide open, broad awareness that is perceiving everything in its way, which is not the ego's way. For me, the ego feels like it's at the front of my brain, It's looking out, identifying with everything out there, convincing me to have a charge. I like this, I don't like this. So it's judging, it has preferences. Not only is it going out in perception and identifying with, but projection makes perception. So it is projecting. It is taking all of the guilt, the anger, the fear, everything that's within me based on separation, based on the belief in separation, everything that's inside this mind that it can't handle or it doesn't want me to take responsibility for, it's actually pushing it out there. So it's not only receiving this perception of duality, but it's pushing the symptoms of duality out there into the world. So it is making the war. It is making the diseased body. It is making the conflict. It is making the accident, the physical problem out there that then I can receive in perception and say, ah, see, the world is a dangerous place, I'm not safe. See, everyone is out to get me. See, they are all to blame, everyone is guilty. See, I am justified in my anger. On and on and on. So that to me is in the front of the mind, pushing it out and taking it in, and the Holy Spirit's awareness for me is going back in the mind. And the way we've gotten there again and again is starting with perceptions, saying, I am aware of this wall, therefore I am aware. I am aware of that dog barking, a sound, therefore I am aware. It doesn't judge the dog barking sound. It doesn't judge whether it likes something or not. It is simply aware. What it is aware of does not change the awareness. The awareness is consistent. Something that's helpful for me is rubbing my fingers together. Now I have headphones on, but to rub your fingers together, you might also, to rub your fingers together close to your ears. Rub your fingers against your thumbs, right up against your ears. There is sensation and there is sound. It is so present. That brings me right into the present moment in perception. And then I feel I am aware of sound, I am aware of touch, of sensation. I am right here, right now, and I am aware. I'm definitely aware. There is awareness here. So, now what is that awareness like? This is what I would like to read today about the Holy Spirit. What is this awareness like? And this is a wonderful thing that comes up in the complete and annotated edition by Robert Perry. I have no preference to what edition anyone uses, nor what teacher anyone uses. It's all good. Use it to get home. And this is something that has come in from the annotated edition that describes the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's awareness. So I am reading from chapter 5, section 2, in the complete annotated edition. Paragraph 6. The Holy Spirit, the shared inspiration of all the sonship, induces a kind of perception in which many elements are like those in the kingdom of heaven itself. So this is a shared inspiration of all the sonship. And to continue reading, first, its universality is perfectly clear. And no one who receives it could ever believe for one instant that sharing it involves anything but gain. So, it is shared inspiration. Its universality is perfectly clear. So let's go there. Going back through, I am aware of a wall, therefore I am aware. I am aware of a sound, therefore I am aware. Now I am aware of this awareness. In the back of my mind, there is this open, non-judgmental awareness, the Holy Spirit's perception. This is awareness. This is shared awareness, universal awareness. Its universality is perfectly clear. So what this awareness is within me is the same awareness as is in you and all others. This awareness being unchanged by what I personally am aware of. I am personally aware of my daughter's pink Stitch stuffy. You may not be aware of a pink Stitch stuffy, but your awareness is the same as my awareness. So it doesn't matter where that awareness is acting through, the awareness is unchanged. This is what the Holy Spirit is offering us, this universal, unchanging awareness. And as we abide in that and let go of our personal experience of this illusory separated self, then we loosen our grip on the personal separated self illusion. And that's our chance to be awakened by the experience of the Christ. It's there. It's this shining, brilliant light in the back of our minds, before perception, before separation. And it's here. It's the shining, brilliant truth. But we are so focused up in the front in our little experience, believing that it is our life. Our story is our life. Our thoughts are our life. Our body is ourself. So as we loosen our attention on that, as we little by little stop abiding in this ego place out in the front, and we abide more and more in the back, universal awareness, shared awareness, then the Christ will reveal itself to us. Reading on. Second, it is incapable of attack and is without judgment and is therefore truly open. It is incapable of attack. So going back into this awareness, I am aware of this awareness that is in the back of my mind, aware of everything, yet never changed by anything. This awareness is incapable of attack. It is simply looking. It's the answer to our wily perception that has preferences, judgments. Going back behind that, this is the Holy Spirit's awareness, incapable of attack, just watching, quietly doing nothing. Forgiveness quietly does nothing. And is without judgment, has no judgment. If you're judging, you're not loving. If you're loving, you're not judging. The Holy Spirit's awareness is judging nothing. Its judgment would be, you remain the Holy Son of God, and none of this is true. That's it. All it's telling you is, God is true. Nothing else is. It doesn't matter what the dream is. It just says, wake up to reality. It doesn't matter what it's aware of. It just says, everything I see is meaningless. God is the truth. Heaven is my home. And I'll find it as I abide more and more consistently in this awareness in the back of my mind. Universal, shared, incapable of attack, without judgment, therefore truly open. Open awareness. Wide open awareness. It's universal, so it's unlimited, truly open. Reading on. This means that, although it does not engender knowledge, so it's not eternal, it's not knowledge, it does not obstruct it in any way. This is God's answer to our impossible situation where we've lost the awareness of knowledge. So knowledge is not forced on us. but there is an answer given to us that we may choose. We may choose it. And that answer is not heaven or God or Christ, but that answer does not obstruct Christ's shining in full wakefulness to us again in any way. So as we abide in it, that gets rid of all the obstructions that we have been believing in. It's the open door. It's the open door. It's the free bridge across to heaven. Amen. So reading on third, it is an unequivocal call to love. Every other voice is still. So this Holy Spirit's awareness is a loving awareness. It's not just neutral. It's not just looking at everything saying, this is meaningless, and being empty, and blah. It is not blasé. It is filled with love. Not only is it filled with love, but it perceives only love. All is coming as love, or a call for love. It's the single response of love to anything and everything. This is the awareness that is right here within our minds right now, always present for us to choose. It leads to love, not just a call for love, but the experience of being love. That's what's behind all of this. So it's the answer in the world of love. It's the answer in the world to love. It's the answer for something that is not love, as simply calling out for what it is not experiencing, which is love. So what are those three things? Well, there's one more point, so it's giving us 4 points. First, it's shared, universal. Second, it's incapable of attack, without judgment, truly open. Third, it's an unequivocal call to love, the only response being love, loving awareness. Now there is a point at which sufficient quantitative changes produce real qualitative differences. So that's saying, as we abide in this awareness, we will get quantitative changes. We will experience more peace. We will experience less judgment. We will forgive more. We will feel lighter. We will smile more. Everything will become more straightforward. We'll loosen our grip on all of the ego's chaotic ways of attacking everything, defending everything, wanting everything, not wanting everything. That will be loosened, and we will get quantitative changes, which is numerical. So we're getting up to 3, to 4, to 5, to 6 in lightness, in freedom. And at some point, it produces real qualitative differences. Now there's a full experience change. It's like a full paradigm change. Everything becomes different in my life, in my experience, within my mind. So the next reading on the next point requires real understanding, because it is the point at which the shift occurs. So this qualitative difference, the shift occurs, and this is the point. Finally, it points the way, the Holy Spirit points the way beyond the healing which it brings, and leads the mind beyond its own integration into the paths of creation. Creation is always the thing that is the ultimate. This is what we've always been doing in the eternal, in our eternal place of heaven. This is what we will return to doing again in our eternal place of heaven. We are created to create. This is spirit. This is nothing more than extending light to create more light. However, it's like being a sun, and we're creating more suns through rays. We're shining rays, and each ray that we shine is another child of ours. And what we have on earth of having a baby and loving it so much and wanting it so much to love us back is just a drop in the ocean of that love that we have in heaven, for each one of our children are rays that we create. Just as the Father loves each one of us, the same oneness of self, however we are somehow an individual ray, however we are one light, the only truth is in the oneness with zero separation. So that's what we're doing in heaven, creating, simply creating. And the joy must be so immense to create. It's like a family, just an extended family that's absolutely one. And you're continuing that family, playing your part in the extension of God's kingdom. And eternally, not in time, eternally in love, being loved by everything, by the Father to you, by you to the sons, by sons to each other. Of course, every parent wants their children to love each other, that perfect love of everything loving everything, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, your brothers and sisters. We can't get out of symbology within the language of the world, but absolute oneness, creating in heaven. That's where we're going. And so the Holy Spirit is looking to that. The Holy Spirit is looking to the eternal truth of who you are and what you do, what you're created to do, what you're doing now in reality. And on its way there, we experience all the changes. It points the way beyond the healing which it brings. So on the way there, we are healing as we let go of everything the separated self is all tied up in. As we abide more and more in this awareness, in the back of the mind wide open, identifying with nothing, wanting, not wanting, nothing, judging, nothing, which is forgiving everything. As we abide there more and more, the healing comes as a natural side effect to returning our minds to heaven. Leads the mind beyond its own integration into the paths of creation. So we are coming into wholeness and getting on with creation. This is the final objective, getting on with creation in the kingdom of heaven. I love how A Course in Miracles goes all the way. It doesn't leave anything out. This is all the way to the finish of creating in heaven. Something so confusing as we might start A Course in Miracles of like, what? I just want to manifest my partner. You know, I just want to accomplish the dreams I have in the world. I just want to fix my ego. I just want to heal my body. I just want to be happy. So it's going all the way to not only arriving at heaven, but returning to our original function in heaven. And on the way, we get the partner or the fulfillment of that within ourselves. We get the healing or the fulfillment of that within ourselves. I think of healing as a happy three-legged dog. The dog doesn't grow its leg back. That's not the important thing. The dog is completely blissful and happy, wagging its tail in its fulfilled relationships, completely happy. That's a healed dog. Still with its three legs. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All things heal. All things heal. All things work together for good. We can trust. Keep our eyes focused on the prize. Keep our eyes to heaven, and we will see all symptoms vanish. All symptoms have no power over us. We will remain happy, joyful, peaceful, and extend that. That is what's fulfilling, not growing our broken leg, growing our missing leg back. Amen. I will read on a little bit more. Leads the mind beyond its own integration into the paths of creation. This is now paragraph 8. Healing is not creating, it is reparation. We will arrive at creation, so healing is on the way there. It's not the final destination. The Holy Spirit promotes healing by looking beyond it to what the children of God were before healing was needed and will be when they have been healed. So the Holy Spirit looks beyond healing to heaven and creating in heaven, and thus healing is accomplished along the way. And give no limits to miracles. Nothing is hard or easy in miracles. It follows no laws of physicality. That leg could grow back. All symptoms could disappear in physical appearance. That partner could arrive to you. We could manifest the things that we've been wanting. It makes no difference. And at the point where it makes no difference is the time that could happen. So let it all go, give it all to God, abide in this awareness, wanting only the Christ to open itself up to us, the full light of the Christ, through revelation, knowing who we are, knowing our oneness with God. That's going to heaven, that's where the Holy Spirit is bringing us, and healing is a side effect. So, next sentence, this alteration of the time sequence where the Holy Spirit promotes healing by looking beyond it to what the children of God were before healing was needed. So the Holy Spirit looks beyond the seeming condition now at this time and looks to the very beginning of the truth of our eternal reality and or looks to the very end of us returning to our eternal truth in reality. And this alteration of the time sequence, we come out of this present seeming situation to that eternal situation. It should be quite familiar because it is very similar to the shift in time perception which the miracle induces. That's how the miracle looks at the seeming physical situation. Looks to the eternal truth and reality of you, of me, of the self. And it looks beyond the seeming situation. Thus can the seeming situation be answered. The final sentence, the Holy Spirit is the motivation for miracle-mindedness, the will to heal the separation by letting it go. The Holy Spirit is the motivation for miracle-mindedness, walking through our day, abiding in the Holy Spirit's perception, universal perception, non-judgmental, open perception, does not attack anything, unequivocal call for love, and bringing us beyond our seeming situation to the eternal truth. Miracle-mindedness, abiding in this awareness. So get to know this awareness. This is what I said at the beginning. It is important and essential that we understand the concepts to find our way into the experience of them. So this is so helpful, what we're seeing today, the characteristics of this Holy Spirit's awareness. And as I remind myself, oh yeah, this awareness is universal. It's not mine. It is the truth of all of your awarenesses. It is everyone I see. This awareness is the true awareness behind their egos grabbing, planning and manipulating thoughts, rehashing and rehearsing and all the ego's thought behind that is the same awareness within everyone. As I learn that, then I can find it more easily. As I learn that it's wide open and judges nothing, I can find it more easily. As I learn that it's loving, it's not just blasé, it's loving. And it's the perception that one is calling for love if at the moment they're not demonstrating love. And that it is actually directing me beyond all the healing that I could experience. It's leading me beyond that, back to heaven and creation. It's going all the way. And so as I'm in that awareness, I'm not interested anymore in symptoms disappearing. I'm not interested in wars stopping. I'm not interested in anything in the world changing. I'm interested in coming into heaven to continue creating and all the glory of being in that family of God. Amen. And so this is the miracle mindedness that I carry with me throughout the day, where I'm abiding in that awareness. And so whenever something comes up, so love is not being demonstrated by someone, I don't react from the front of my ego mind. I don't like that. That's a problem. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to identify with this little thing that my little separated self is perceiving and interpreting and reacting to. No, I'm going to stay in the back. This is the exciting part of this miracle-mindedness, is when a grievance comes up, this is my chance to offer a miracle. This is my chance to forgive another thing, and therefore I don't need to experience it again, other than to heal it. It doesn't mean when all is forgiven that you will have nothing coming at you that's potentially uncomfortable. It means that you will have nothing coming at you that is uncomfortable. Things will come and you will dissolve them in your extension of love, in your offering of the miracle. But as you forgive it, you remove its claws from you. You remove any effect that it could have on you in the future. When you've forgiven it, it gives no charge to you anymore. And that means when it comes up in front of you in another, you have no charge to it. Therefore, you're miracle ready. That means you can come with a solution, the Holy Spirit's answer. What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And maybe it's just offering that presence that it has no effect on you. You're abiding in that awareness, the Holy Spirit's open, non-judgmental awareness. And then what is it I could offer as a miracle? Maybe it's just maintaining this presence that there's nothing wrong. There is no problem. And they'll feel that. They'll feel that. And maybe they'll go away, and later that day or later in their life, it'll come back to them. That person showed no problem with the most difficult story that I shared with them, with the obvious state of the world that is problematic. Or that person said just the right thing that the Holy Spirit guided. Or that person did just the right thing that the Holy Spirit guided. So we can let him take over. We can let him speak. We can let him act and do. Simply stay back in the secret place of the Most High. Stay back in that presence that is of God, that is the Holy Spirit's voice for God, abiding in that light of the Holy Spirit's awareness, no matter what. And as you get more and more used to being there, you don't have to consciously go there as much anymore. So one suggestion might be setting your alarm hourly, which I have done and many do for the workbook when you have hourly reminders. And so I actually got my wife to choose the sound on my phone this time. I've done it many times, and right now I'm doing it again. I have my phone going off hourly. And there's potential for the people around me, for my wife to be, you know, that phone just goes off all through the day. And so I asked her, and she did it, choose a sound that will not be annoying to her. So especially her having chosen it, it's more easy for her to accept it. So the phone goes off hourly, and I just need to touch a button in my pocket to turn it off. And it's an hourly reminder just to simply remember to be perceiving with the Holy Spirit. So nothing changes in what I'm doing. It's just a whoop reminder. Yes, am I seeing this with the Holy Spirit? Am I maintaining this wide open awareness without judgment, unequivocal call for love? Am I maintaining this place within my mind as where I'm perceiving from? Nice and back, very patient. There's no meaning out here in the front. Simply abiding in the back in this universal awareness. So an hourly reminder can be very helpful. I write myself a note in the morning based on the most alive thing that comes to me as helpful to remember every hour, and that goes in my pocket. So sometimes I'll be looking at it throughout the day. And I would encourage you, anytime there is a grievance that comes up, an actual situation that's difficult, I notice my heart beating faster, I notice myself getting uncomfortable, I might notice myself having a little anxiety or rushing or thinking, anything that is outside of the perfect peace and joy of God, anything that is not that, close your eyes. I'm washing the dishes, I don't have time to close my eyes. Stop. Turn the water off. Close your eyes. It can be 10 seconds. You're doing stuff, you're working, whatever you're doing, and there's this something that comes up that's uncomfortable, whatever it is, whenever it is, stop. Close your eyes and find again what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. What's been especially helpful for me lately has been, I am not weak, I am strong. I am not limited, I am unlimited, all-powerful, the Son of God. Remembering this identity, strong, unlimited. And then in comparison to that, the ego is trying to convince me that I'm weak and nervous, and I don't like what she said, and I don't like this situation. And it's funny then. It's funny how the ego is trying to get I am, all-powerful, unlimited, holy Son of God, eternally creating in heaven the eternal truth of reality of the light of God that I am. The ego is trying to say, oh no, there's a problem. Oh, this isn't good. No, you got to be upset about this. You got to be worried about this. It's ridiculous. So if there's ever a grievance coming up and you feel it now, it's uncomfortable, stop. Close your eyes. And what this is, it's looking at it with the Holy Spirit. Find yourself again. Find the Holy Spirit's perception of you. The Holy Spirit's perception of you is the great capital S self. And from that place of the Holy Spirit's perception, you will see the ego is ridiculous. We do not need to attend to it at all. And then we can simply let it go. Just watch it dissolve and abide in that place where the Holy Spirit is bringing us to the self, to the Christ, to heaven, to God, to get on with creation again, where all of our creations will come back into our awareness. This is my home. The world is not. Heaven is my home in all of its light and love, eternally unchanging. This shifting, changing world is not my home. And when I find that home in heaven, what do you know? I'm still here, seemingly, in a body, able to communicate to all my brothers who are weary. The world is weary. It needs hope. It needs lights of people who can speak and smile, that have another perspective. Home is heaven. All is well. There's another way of looking at this with the Holy Spirit, and that will bring us home. I have no idea how people will awaken the world, but one person waking up at a time will wake up those around them at whatever pace it is. And we will all arrive at heaven, at home, because that is our reality now, and all else is illusion. Hallelujah. I will leave it at that. May this be truly helpful. May you find the Holy Spirit's awareness within your mind, and may you be so attracted to it as the answer. And may you have the discipline, the attention and mindfulness to stay with it, to stay with the Holy Spirit's awareness. And may the eternal light of the Christ awaken in your experience. And to leave you with a quote, you are a child of God, a priceless part of His kingdom, which He created as part of Him. Nothing else exists, and only this is real. You are a child of God, a priceless part of His kingdom, which He created as part of Him. Nothing else exists, and only this is real.